Welcome to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 28. 6 good, bad, and ugly articles on direct email marketing best practices. In this podcast, we're going to talk about some of the good, bad, and ugly articles that are based on direct email marketing. When you're looking for some tips to help you come up with effective marketing emails, there is a ton of information available. Some of this information is excellent, but others may provide you with poor information that could actually hurt your conversion rates. The 6 articles we mention in this podcast should help to give you a solid foundation of what makes an effective marketing email, and should help to give you some ideas of what to avoid as well. Before we dive into these articles, we thought it might be best to provide you with what we believe to be the top 5 best practices in email marketing. This list is based on the previous marketing that we've done for our clients, along with some of the best ideas that are from our email marketing community. So here are our top 5 best practices in email marketing. Number 1, always A/B page test. A/B page testing helps you to discover what works best with your specific audience. Always test new ideas to see what works best for both open rates, but more importantly, click rates. Best practice number 2, have plenty of links. Having a low amount of links generally leads to a low amount of clicks. It's pretty straightforward, but also very important to remember. We've also found that using listed hyperlinks tends to work best to increase your click rate. Best practice number 3, always use concise, simple subject lines. Keep your subject lines short and to the point. We personally find that 1 or 2 word subject lines tend to work the best for increasing your open rates. Best practice number 4, make sure it's mobile friendly. So many people check their emails through their phone and tablets, so ensuring that your email's images and text are responsive is a must. And finally, our best practice number 5, know your laws. This is incredibly important because you're not dealing with getting sales here, you're dealing with the law. Read up on and understand the email marketing laws in your area before ever starting to send any out. Nothing will hurt your email marketing revenue more than being handed a hefty fine. So now that you know some of our top practices in email marketing, here are some other articles that will be sure to give you more ideas and information on the topic. You can find the links to these articles on our blog at profitworks.ca. Article number 1, psychological strategies to get more people to open your emails, read your copy, and click on links with Derek Halpern. This is a really good article/podcast combo that can give you some great insight into the psychological aspect of email marketing, and how you can use psychological strategies to improve your email marketing plans. SmartPassiveInfo.com is a website ran by Pat Flynn, and in the article he interviews Derek Halpern of SocialTrigger.com. They discuss what techniques will help to give you a higher open rate, the importance of identifying your ideal customer, and how to start a rapport with your customers, and they also cover a ton of other topics. Article number 2, 10 Email Best Practices. This is a good article that's found at marketingprofs.com. It gives you a ton of tips in a short and simple infographic, which is great for anyone who's a beginner in the email marketing field. They give you tips such as ensuring that your subject line is short, we suggest one word only if possible, using questions in your email content that can help encourage clicks, and to make sure that your emails are made in a responsive design for tablets and phones. They also use a ton of studies and research to back up their claims, so you know that what they're giving you is legit. It's a great article for beginners and definitely one that we suggest you check out. Article number 3, 9 Email Marketing Best Practices to Generate More Leads. This is one of our bad articles. There are certainly some good points to this article, such as keeping your call to action above the fold, closely tying your emails to landing pages, and ensuring that you conduct a 5-second test before your actual sends, but there are certain tips that they give that we find aren't necessarily the case. For example, in their list they claim that good subject lines should create a sense of urgency and should include incentives, but among most of our clients, we've found that the best subject lines actually tend to be short, 1, maximum 2 words, and either deal directly with the product or with the product's industry. So for example, if you are emailing a list of toy store owners about a new race car product you are producing, some good subject lines might be toy stores or race car. We assume that this ambiguous approach may draw the reader's interest while not giving away the entire purpose of the email, which in turn draws more opens. So on to Article 4, Three Tips for Growing Your Business with Email Marketing. You can find this article on FreshBooks.com, but unfortunately, it gets an ugly mark from us. Now, it's not ugly in the sense that it gives misleading or misguided information, but instead, it's ugly for taking up valuable time with tips that are incredibly predictable to even the most inexperienced person. The tips that they offer include making sure you send valuable content, automate your emails, and focus on driving traffic to your site. Now, we're fairly certain that most people view email marketing as a way to express their company's value to potential clients and as a way to drive traffic to their website. It's essentially the entire purpose of sending them in the first place, so we're not really sure that they needed to make an entire article about them. So while these may be useful tips for those who are incredibly blue in the email marketing field, for the most part, the article offers nothing new. On to article number 5, the top 5 email marketing tips. This is a bad article just because it really lacks any considerable depth or any tips on how to actually create your email for optimal results. It's not so much email marketing tips as it is things you should consider before even venturing into email marketing. The information they present is also not in-depth like some of the other articles on email marketing that you can find. One of the best things you can take away from this article is that you should ensure you always follow Canada's anti-spam legislation. But outside of that, the other tips are fairly simple and obvious. And now our final article, Growing Your Business with Email Marketing. In this case, we believe we left the best for last. Now, we're kind of cheating on this one because it's not necessarily an article, but it's such a fantastic reference that we wanted to make sure our readers knew about it. This guide found on aweber.com goes through the entire process of email marketing, from setting up and establishing goals to creating and sending emails, and also how to measure email performance. They also provide you with a ton of stats and references to ensure that what they are selling is completely legitimate and well-researched. If you have any questions about email marketing, you are bound to find the answers in this guide. It's definitely one of the best guides out there on email marketing, and we highly suggest you check it out. If you're interested in reading through any of these articles that we've mentioned, be sure to check out our blog at profitworks.ca. There you'll find all the links for the articles and some of our own articles on email marketing. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services, Inc. We provide a number of email marketing, website traffic, and website conversion optimization services which help to increase the number of sales generated from a website. The focus of our services is on increasing sales and providing a positive return on investment for your business. If you'd like to get a free review of your website from one of our website conversion experts, just head on over to profitworks.ca and let us know. Again, we want to thank you for listening to ProfitWorks Podcast episode number 28. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to us today.